Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Hey, and we are on the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, as we talk more about the rules and regulations of the Karbanas Mincha, Kol Menachas Naasos Bekli Teuno Shlosha Matan Hashemet. We alluded to this a couple of weeks ago, this Mishnah. All Menachos that are made in the Kli, we'll have to see what this is excluding, all of them need three oil additions at different stages of their processing. Three different oils added in. Yitzika is the oil added in at the end, as we'll see, a special mitzvah of pouring the oil on the flour. Ubalila, oil that is mixed in at the time of mixing. Umatan shemen bikli kodem lasiyasan, and putting the oil in before the asiya of the mincha. So in both minchas, you have these three types of putting oil into the mixture. Interestingly, that the Mishnah goes in opposite order. The opposite order of how it's done, the Mishnah says, Yitzika Belila Mata Shem Bekli, even though it's exactly the opposite how it's normally done. If you look in the Rashi, Rashi says this, the last couple of skinny lines. Rashi says, V'afagat debimas nisan, tani Yitzika Tchila, afilu hachi en ela bachroni, even though Yitzika is written first, but really that is the last stage. V'achi mashna masisa, that's what the Mishnah says, B'sha'a she'ose Yitzika, tzarek she'teheya Belila nasekfar. When Yitzika is done, when you pour the oil at the end to do the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah of the yatzak, to pour the oil on, belila already had to be done. V'kodne belila t'imata shemen shebekli kodne masiyasa. And even before that, you have to obviously have the oil in the kli before the flour is added. So there are three stages of adding the oil into the mincha. Next step of the Mishnah, and then we'll cut back and mention something about the beginning. Chalos bololon, divi Rebbe, v'chachamim omrim solas. There is a machlokas we've shown him what exactly is being referred to, which mincha is being referred to at this stage. Rashi says, first wide line of the Rashi says the mincha being referred to here are the minchas ma'afet, which is two of the five voluntary karbanos, the ma'afet tanur, the ones that are baked, and the machvas and the marcheshes, which is the two types of pans that are used for the kari mincha. So you'd Rashi, the Shitas Rebbe, is that you mix them with oil after they already become loaves. Chalos bololon. The Chachamim Omrim Solas. No, the Chachamim say, even when they're flour, that's when you do the belila. So it's a machlokas about what stage you do the belila. Finally, Hachalos Teunos Belila Urakikin Beshicha. When it comes to the two different types of the mafet tanur, we know there are the chalos and the rikikin. We already had in the past the machlokas tanaim, whether you're allowed to have mix and match even within the same karban. Out of the 10 loaves, could you have split them? So Rabbanan say no, Rabbi Shimon says yes. Says the Mishnah, hachalos tunas belila, the chalos require belila, meaning putting oil in and mixing it in, urakikin mishicha, while rakikin, the wafer-like ma'afetan, or mishicha, just requires smearing it with oil after it is baked. Finally, last stage, keitzan moshchad kimin ki. How are you moshechit by the rakikit? How do you put the oil on? Like a key symbol. What is a key symbol? That is a machlokas we've shown him. What exactly is a key symbol? As we'll see, some say gimel, some say shin, some say x. All different types of suggestions. What exactly does a key mean? That's the way that you're moshech kohanim gedolim. That's the way you're moshech kings. How exactly, what does a key mean? So the Gemara will talk about it. And after you use the oil to do that, the rest is eaten by the kohanim. Okay, this is one of the mishnayos that talk about adding the oil into the mincha after different stages of the mincha. I remember what we said a couple of months ago, back on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's where Belila first came up. And that's where you have the famous din of Reb Zeira on Yud Ches Amud Beis, called Kalaroyla Bila. Even though the Mishnah says here that the oil has to be added at three different stages, first put the oil in, and then Bishas Belila, and then Bishas Yitzika, the three different stages, but we had earlier that even if the Belila is not done, it's okay by the Evid. On Amar Aleph, Yilchas Amar Aleph, the Mishnah said, Lo Yatzak, Lo Bala, Lo Pasas, Lo Malach, all of these, if you didn't do any of these, still kosher. All of these avodos are just the chachila. If you miss any of these avodos, so then it is okay it is okay b'di'evit. Do remember there was a diyuk that the Achronim had in Rashi over there. Rashi says there, lo pasas, if you didn't break up the pieces, which we'll talk more about in the next Mishnah, Rashi said if you didn't break up the whole mincha, but you only did a kmitza's worth. So that is still kasher. Mashma for Rashi that if you didn't do petita at all, which is the discussion of the next Mishnah, that it would be pasul. You have to do some type of petita. But in terms of belila is lechadchila, as long as you have the ability to do belila. That's what Reb Zeira says. As long as you have enough isaron, 60 isronim, and no more than that with the oil, so then it is kosher because you're able to be bowl it if you would want to, and even if you didn't, it is okay. Masha'enki, when it comes to more than 60, if it was shishim ve'echad, ainiv lo, and therefore you have to put it into two different kelim. That was what the Gemara discussed back on Yud Ches Amud Beis. Tosas there also, important Tosas on Yud Ches Amud Beis, Tosas discussed, why isn't belila ma'akev? Shana ha'kasav la'akev, but it says belila more than once in the Torah, so belila should be ma'akev. So why is it belila ma'akev? Even though this is the source for the halacha of needing potential, you should actually need it. As Tosis, v'yesh lomar, delo mishtamek kra, delichto, b'shum duchto uvilalta, b'shemen, b'loshet sivui. There is no pasuk in the Torah that says you should do belila. It's just descriptive. And it is mixed. Belula b'shemen. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to be boil it. So because the lashon sivui is not used, Tosa says that it is not required. But then Tosa says the other way. If it never says anywhere, who says you have to do it? Who says you have to do it at all if it's never a lashon sivui? So then Tosa says, svara ba'almahu. No, it's a svara. Tekiva dekazar achmana bila, dinibar lechalapakas roila bila. If the Torah says it a lot, even though the Torah doesn't say it in a language of command, the Torah says that it must be that you need it on some level. So we're not going to need it le'ikuva, because it never says it as a lashon of tzivui, but you do, we are going to require at least the potential for it to be there. So that is the important line of Reb Zeira, and we discussed then where Rishonim and Gemaras use Reb Zeira in different contexts. One point that we did not mention there, and that is the Briskarav. The Briskarav says earlier in the Masechta as well, and I got to mention this yesterday, Briskarav on the Testament Aleph says, the din of Roy Labila, I'll read it to you. Va'od. De kala din de ain roi labila nira, de ain'o cloud din shiye roi lasos ba maisa belila. When you say you need roi labila, that does not mean literally, I mean, it does mean literally, but it doesn't end there, that you need the potential to do belila. Ela shahu rak din b'shi'ir. That is the shear in the chefsa. That's the definition of the mincha. We'll see what it means in a second. Definition of the mincha that it needs roi labila. Dim ain a roi livlo, if it's not roi to do belila, to do the mixing, but then it's not called a mincha. It's not called a mincha. But let's say it's ain a roi labelila because of other reasons, that would be okay. It's not that practically you need roi labelila. It's just that it has to be roi labelila based on the amount of flour and oil. That's the definition of a mincha. But if there's some other reason that it's not roi labelila, but you have the exact amounts, the correct amounts, then it'll be okay. Because you already have the definition of the mincha. V'rakim eino roi livlo machbas ha-shir, who did ifseles. Mishub se'ein zel din shir. What's the raya? The raya is rikikin. What did we just say in the Mishnah? Rikikin, you don't do belila at all, the wafers. What do? You smear oil on. You don't mix oil in. But you still have to have at most 60. What's the difference? You don't need belila anyway. What do you need 60 to 1 here? What do you need 60 to 1 by rikikin where you don't even do belila? The answer is because that's the definition of a mincha. The definition of a mincha is 60 isronim and one at most. And one log. If you have more than that, that's a problem. If you have that amount or less, then it's okay, even in a case where you know belila is not going to be done. Mikamakam imivian yosef ishishiv isaron v'roin mizeh from rikikin from this halach in the Mishnah to call a did to be in a royal belila who rocked in b'shiura v'ashir shaveh bechal haminachas. That is an important suggestion of the Briskarav. Okay, so we continue now after quoting the Mishnah. Lim ute mai. What is the Mishnah excluding? What is the Mishnah excluding when the Mishnah says all the menachos that are in a kli require these three matnas shemen? What is it excluding? Amar pav lemuti minchas ma'afeh. As we just said, it's excluding the minchas ma'afeh where some of the Minchas Mafe, one of the two, has Meshicha done to it and not Belila. Tanu Rabbanan, next Brisa. V'Minchas Machshmarcheshes Karbanecha Solas Pashem and Teoseh. The psukim now that we're going to learn in Perek Beis of Vayikra. Look in the Biur HaDaf, it has a beautiful summary background to the next four lines of Gemara. And that is, we know that there are five types of voluntary karbat of minchas, as we mentioned, nine altogether yachids, but five types of voluntary minchas. And four, it's really four that are five. What are the four that are five? Minchas solas, the ones made just with flour, and minchas machvas and marcheshes, the two different types of pans, which we had earlier, one was deep and one was shallow, and then the minchas ma'afetanur, the two different types of ma'afetanur. And if you look in the Torah, in Perek Beis of Ayikra, each one of them has a different detail relating to the oil being added. Not one of them has all the details. And that's why we have to learn one from the other regarding all of these details. By the minchas, for example, the minchas soles, the flour mincha, the Torah says yitzika, v'yatzak ala shemen. So it says stage three. And then by the machvas, by the frying pan, the Torah says belila and yitzika. Two of them. Like it says soles belula v'ashamen, v'yatzakta ala shemen. So it's belila and yitzika. By the marcheshes, it just says putting the shemen in before you start. Stage one. So less bashemen te'aseh. Flour in oil you should put, which the Gemara is going to quote in a minute, but that means in oil, that means the oil's got to be there first. So by the marcheshes, all it says is that one. By the mafet tanur, it says belila and rakika. The stages that are unique to the chalos and the rakikin. And nothing else. So how do you learn? How do you learn yitzika to the other ones? How do you learn matan shemen bakli by the other ones? So you have to compare each one, put them all as a package deal. They're all minchas, but that is an important ha'ara that by all four, which are really five minchas in Perek Beis, the voluntary karbanis mincha, it doesn't say by any one of them all the halachas of the shemen. So we put it all together. So with that background, we learn the next 15-20 lines of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. V'im minchas marcheshes karbonecha solas pashemen te'aseh. If you have a marcheshes, so it has to have flour in the oil, you should make it. Right, that was the only one that appeared by the marcheshes. Melamei chituna shbat hashemen bekli. Right, that's now we're going in chronological order. So the first oil is put in before you put the flour in. So that's learned out by the marcheshes. Karbonecha, karbonecha, gzeir shava. And then you have karbonecha as a gzeir shava between the karbonis mincha. Makan matan shemen sheb bikli. Yaflahalan matan shemen bikli. Just like here by marcheshes, you have the matan shemen in the kli. So too, when it comes to the other karbanis mincha, you need the shemen in the kli as well. Umala halon, and then you go the other way. And just like over there by the other karbanis mincha, yitzika ubalila, you need the other two stages as well. You need yitzika, the final stage, pouring oil on at the end, and balila. Afkan yitzika balila, so to hear yitzika and balila is needed by the marcheshes. That's how you learn all the different stages of adding the shemen by all the different minchas. Remember, we've discussed in the past, I didn't bring it today, the Sefer HaChinuch and the other Rishonim's discussion about Meshicha in general. Meshicha, anointing, is something that we do to Kohanim Gedolim, it's something that we do to kings, it's something that we do to the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. That sanctifies them, because oil is a symbol, and that's how, in the days of old, how they anointed kings. The kings by the oil. Oil is a symbol of overflow, a symbol of royalty. So that's why. That's what we use for different aspects of halacha. So here too, we use a lot of oil in the mincha. This not only has that, because this is also it tastes good, right? Shemen makes something tasty. That's why you want to shed the flour and the mincha to taste good. So that's why another reason why you add the oil. Okay, so that's the mekaros related to adding the mincha. Next, chalos bolalon divrei Rabbi vechachamim omrim solas. So this is the next stage of the next machlokas of the Mishnah. We have a machlokas. At what stage do we mix the oil in to the, according to Rashi? Rashi says both the mafetanur and the marcheshes and machvas. That's what Rashi said in the Ein Dalet Amud Beis. So Tanu Rabbanan, what are the sources for this? So we'll just go through that. Soles, belula, milamei shenivleles, soles. It says flour Balula, should be mixed with the oil. That teaches me that it has to be mixed in while it is still solus, while it is still flour. That is the shita of the Rabbanan. Rebbe Omer, chalos balula. No, they already have to be made into loaves when you add the oil. Shenemar chalos balulos. Amrulo. So they said, the Rabbanan say to Rebbe, v'halo lach me toda nemar ben chalos. But by the todas, it also says chalos, v'ef shalabololad kishein chalos elasoles. And there it's impossible to add in the oil when they're already made into loaves. Why not? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. Why can't you add in the oil by the todas? But we'll get to that. But you have to add it in solas. So here too, well, even though it says chalos belulos, so why don't you say it means solas? So kesed otsa. So what do you have to do then? According to the Rabbanan, nosin shemen bekli kodam lasiyasan. First you put the oil in before you start. Just like you make anything in a frying pan. Right? You put the oil in first. Vinosna, and then you put the flour in. Vinosin shemen aleha, and then you put oil more. Second stage, ubolala, and then you mix it up. Vilasha, and then you knead it. Veofe, and then you bake it. Uposasa, and then after baking it, you do petita. Petita means breaking it up into small pieces. Vinosin aleha shemen, and then you, the third type of shemen, that's the yitzika, that's pouring the oil on for the third time. Vekometz, and then you do kibitza to it, in those pieces, right? Again, before we started this Masechta, we always thought of kmitza as, oh, you know, the flour, and you take your fingers and you rub it. Most kmitzas are done with, like, pieces, which is much harder. Much harder, as we said earlier, that it's Dafyat Aleph or so, that, you know, it's one of the avodas kashos shema mikdash, doing kmitza properly with the pieces. The easiest one is with the flour and the oil. The Gemara also said later on in the Masechta that doing it on the dry minchas are also very hard. Because it's just flour without any oil, or the Birchas Chotei, that also is hard. So kibitz is not the easiest avoda. But this is the Shita of the Rabbanan, how the different stages are done. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that's not true by these Birchas Chalos Bololon. Rabbi says they have to be mixed, the oil has to be mixed in when they are already chalos lo. Shenemar, chalos bulos pashemen. Kesed yaso osa, so switch around the, kesed osa, so switch around the order a little bit. Nosi shema bekli kodem asiyasa, that's fine, you put the oil in first. Vinosna, vilasha, viofe, upotata, then you put the flour in, and you knead it, and, meaning you don't put more oil in yet. And then you bake it, and then you break it. Vinosin ola shemen, ubolala, and then you do the belila, afterwards, you add the oil, meaning stage two of adding the oil, you do after it's already baked and broken, and then you add on oil, meaning you add on a lot of oil at towards the end of the kometz. That's the machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, by the mincha. So now the Gemara gets back to what we said before. What was so impossible, what the Rabbanan said to Rebbe before, that by the toda, it says chalos, and it's impossible to add the oil by the chalos. Why? So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, by Rabbi Yitzchak, revius shemen hi, heich miskalekes lakama chalos. You only have a quarter of a lug of shemen. You're ready by the toda, you have to split that up amongst the chalos. By the toda, you have 10 of each type and 40 altogether, 30 matzah, 10 chametz. You're gonna split that revius of shemen even amongst 10 chalos? That's tiny. Then do belila, then it's impossible. So it must be that when it's all flour at the beginning, that's when you add it. So just like the Rabbanan said, just like over there by Toda, one is it's impossible to add the oil when they're already chalas, even though it says chalas in the Torah. So too, by the other case, by the Mafetanur, it's going to be impossible as well. Period. Talk more about the Toda. Toda, so many chalas, so little time to eat it. We mentioned the Nitziv in the past, that you're forced in this way to be mefarsem and to publicize the nes that occurred when you make when you breathe the carbon toda, because you have so little time, more than any other carbon shlamim, you have the carbon toda, which is a very limited time to eat it, that you have so much to eat. So it forces a person, says the Nitziv in Parshas Tzav, to spread around the toda, the hoda'ah feelings that he has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Two dots. Hachalos tuunos belilo rikika mishicha. As we said, the next line of the Mishnah, that the chalos and the rikika, the two different types of the mafatanur, one requires belila, the oil being mixed into it, and one requires mishicha, just smearing the oil on the outside of it. That's mishicha. So Tanur Rabbanan, Chalos belulos velo rikike belulin. So these are just the limudim, the source of this. Chalos are belulos. The chalos are mixed in, the softer ones, and the rikike, the more brittle ones, are not belulin. Sheyachol, they just have oil on them. Sheyachol. And now we're going to quote each halacha. Say why you would have had the havamina to say each halacha along with the other one and reject it. So here we go. Sheyachol. I would have said as follows. Valo dinu. I would have said that rikikin also should be belulos. Uma chalos she'ena tu'unos b'shicha, tu'unos belila, if the loaves, which do not require anointing smearing, but do require oil mixed in, rikikin she'tu'unim b'shicha, eno tin she'tu'ulim belila, the wafers, which do require b'shicha, surely should require belila also. Kavachomer, if we're connecting all of the matno shemen, all the different stages, so says the Gemara, it should be a kavachomer. So tamalomer, chalos belulos lo rikikin belulin. So we have such a lima that you don't say that. And the opposite as well. Rikikin meshuchin velo chalos meshuchos. Rikikin have to be smeared on top, velo chalos meshuchos. And chalos do not have to be smeared on top, just mixed in. She yachol, because I would have said otherwise. V'halo dinu, I would have applied each to the other one. Uma rikikin she'ena tu'unin belila, tu'unin meshicha. If rikikin the wafers do not require belila, but yet they do require meshicha, chalos, sheteunos belila, erodin sheteunos meshicha. So the chalos surely should require meshicha. Tamalomar, rikikin meshucha, velo chalos meshuchos. Okay, so each one, you would have had to have a minute to extend it to the other one. Kamash balan. Okay, it seems very tedious. What's the lundus behind this? Is there any lundus behind the, if you would have explained it, you would have applied it to the other one? So it could be that behind this is the issue of how connected are the two mafetanos to each other. We know there are five voluntary karbanos mincha, and two of them are both called mafetanor. Right, there's the solas, the marcheshes, the machvas, and then two mafetanors. So are those two connected at all? One's rikikin, one's chalas. So maybe that's the issue behind the kavachome. You might have said, well, if it applies to one, it applies to the other one, and it's all one idea. Kamash melanat. Maybe that's that's the kamash melanat. No, these are two different types. They're both called mafetanor. They're both baked, but maybe they're two different ones. Or afalpi, they're similar. You have to differentiate between them. Either way, that might be a little bit of lundis behind this, what seems to be tedious shaklavataria. My Talmudah, what's the final limud? Amar Rava, how do you know to learn it this way, to separate each one to its different avoda? So Amar Rava, lo lishtami, milichtov chalos, meshuchos, rikikin, belulin. Because at the time meant it the other way, it could have said the other way. Each time it says it in only one direction, so therefore you know it only applies in one direction. Okay, Keza Moshchan. So how do you do meshicha to these rikikin? Kemin ki vashar necha v'chulu. Like a ki. My kemin ki. What does kemin ki mean? Amar Rav Kahana, kemin ki yavani. Like a Greek ki. So it doesn't really help us. What does a Greek ki mean? So if you look in Rashi in the Ksav Yad on the bottom of the previous Amud, the last line in the Ksav Yad of the Mishnah, Rashi says like the letter Tess. The letter Tess. That's what a key is. Like the distance between your thumb and your second finger. That's what Rashi says. That's the letter, like the letter Tess. Rashi. If you look in Tosfos here, Tosfos quotes that Rashi. And then Tosfos quotes another Rashi on Chumash. That Rashi says is a gimel. It's got to look like a gimel. V'yesh mefarshim. And let's say it's on this kemin nun. O kemin chaf. So it's either a Tess, a gimel, a nun, or a chaf. And then the Aruch quotes, like the from the creases, Amalacha Moshe Kimin Nezer, Vakonim Kimin Ki, Yavanis, Pirish, Yasak Shemar, Arosh, Arad, Vyorin, Elech, Vaelech, Kimin Shnemar, Golios, Vizel, Sarasa. Like we said before, maybe it means like two in going in opposite directions, maybe what we call an X. Right? All different cheetahs about what it is. So it's one of the Achronim. Never thought of this. Yeah. We always see this in Rashi, we always see this in creases. So why didn't, if it meant a Tess, why didn't it say like a Tess? If it meant a nun, why didn't it sound like a nun? What is it talking Greek language for? If to do the Meshicha Kemin Greek language, Greek Aleph Beis, just say what you want to say. There wouldn't be all this confusion also, whether it's a Tess or a nun or a Gimel or an X. So why don't you just say it in the proper way? That's the Be'er Sheva's Kasha. Right? Why don't you say that? So he says, Veshema, maybe it's not exactly like any of these letters. It's similar. But whatever it is, Veshema Yeshlobe Venisha Ain Lakaf Yavani Tmuna Mamash Kavayasam Ba Alaf Beishalanu Rak Kemin Tmuna. So that's why he says Kiyavani, because it's exactly like Lakiyavani. exactly like the Kiyavani, and not like the others. Okay, that's his suggestion. If you look at Rabbeinu Manoach, this was quoted yesterday, Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam also relates to this question. Where is it? In Hilchis Sukkah. Hilchis Sukkah. What shapes are you making in Hilchis Sukkah? How many walls? So, what's the minimum amount of walls? Right, 4, 3, 2. 2 and a little bit. As we saw from the Gra in Parsha Shir a couple weeks ago, that even the word Sukkah, Samach, Kaf, Hey, alludes to the number of walls. Samach symbolizes all four walls, and then the next letter is Kaf, even if you only have three walls, and the next letter, Hey, is 2 and a little bit. Right, that's the word Sukkah, says the Gra amazingly. So you can have 2 and a little bit. But how are the walls with 2 and a little bit situated? How do they have to be situated? So they have to be connected. That you can't have 2 parallel walls with a little bit coming out of one of them. That's not gonna work. It's gotta have 2 walls connected. So the Rambam says, Sukkah she'ema shalosh tvanos psula. If it doesn't have 3 walls, pasul. Hayla shteitz tvanos gemuros. Zu bitzad zu kemin gam. Oseh dofan sheish barach bal yeser al tefach ha'mamidu b'pachas b'shlosh ha'samach l'acham yishay tvanos v'dayo. So that's what you have to do. So it says kemin gam. So there it is again. Like a gam. That's what sometimes it says. Says Rabbeinu Manoach. What's kemin gam? Klomar gimel yavanis she'asuya kedalas shalanu. It's made like a dalas. By the way, like we said, it's not dalid. It's dalas. Like the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuvdalid. The letter is dalas, not dalid. We call it dalid, but really the language that seems to be befavorish in the Gemara, the letter is dalas, just like it's sadi, not sadik. It's just people have said sadi because the letter is kuf. But says Rabbeinu Manoach. This is in dalid base. So why does it say gam and not dalas? Shelo ratzu l'ta'er lo'osios ha'kodesh shum davar shel chol. It didn't want to use aleph base letters to describe something that is chol, that is not kodesh. V'zeh me'haflagas ha'gedolim kedushas ha'torah v'kvoda. That's Rabbeinu Manoach. Question is, we're talking about something kodesh here. So I don't understand exactly why this is a davar chol describing the walls of the sukkah. Well, because you're describing geometry, but it's geometry of a sukkah. So I don't exactly know why this is called the davar chol. Or especially here, back to Argamar. Does that answer work? We're talking about how to anoint kings because it relates to how they used to anoint. We're talking about how to add oil to a mincha. So, but that's his suggestion. I don't exactly understand why that's called a davar chol. It is a Dvar Kodesh. There's a hole within the context of Kodesh. But that is, whatever, it's an important Rabbeinu Manoach. It's going to figure out what he means. But that is Rabbeinu Manoach at the beginning of Perek Beis in Hilchos Sukkah. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan, the last section before the Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan. Mincha haba'a mechza chalos mechza rekikin. A mincha that comes half chalos, half rekikin. You got to do that. So we mentioned, Rashi has 2 days here. Either this is according to Reb Shimon, who says you can do half and half, or what if you're bringing double? What if you double the recipe? So basically you're bringing 2. One of them is the chalos, one of them is the rekikin. So either way, if you bring it half and half, maybe log shemen v'chotzeyu, you bring a log of shemen and split it, chatzil chalos v'chatzil rekikin. You split it. V'chalos bololon, and the chalos, you do belila too, you put it in them mixed in. V'rakikin moshecha, and the rakikin, you moshe, you smear on the outside. U'moshech es rakik apre kulo. This dea disagrees with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you only do kirin ki, whatever this letter is. This dea is saying no, you smear the entire surface of the rakik. Like sometimes when somebody bakes challah. Somebody makes challah and you smear the entire outside, you want to make it golden toasties. Sometimes my wife does it with an egg, right? You smear the outside. So the entire outside, I'll put a kulo, not kaminki. Vashar shemen machzir lachalos. And then what do you do with the rest of the oil? Again, arguing with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah said you give it to the Kohanim, the leftover oil. Here it says you put it back into the chalos, meaning you put half into the chalos, and then you start smearing the whole surface of the rakikin with the oil, and whatever's left, you put back in the chalos. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Mishum Reb Shimon Omer Moshe. See, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is still around after Lagba Omer. Moshe Kamin Moshe Kamin Ki. No, you do all the Kamin Ki like our Mishnah says. Vashar Hashem and Echal Kohanim. Right, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is like the day of our Mishnah. Period. Tanya Idach. last section, says the Braisa, Rikikin Abon Bifnei Atzmon, maybe look Shemen, Arakik Dakaz Bifnei Atzmon, you just breathe the Lok, meaning you're not coming with the Chalos, maybe look Shemen, Umoshchan, you breathe the Lok Shemen, Umoshchan, Vachozer Umoshchan, Achi Yechala Kol Shemen Shebelog, and you smear it again until there's no more Shemen left. There's a Machlokas Achronim, you have to wait for the previous layer to dry before you put on the new layer of oil. Machlokas, so the Chazon Ish and others, whether you have to wait for the first layer to dry. Whether it all has to be separate smearings, or just put the oil on. You focus on the Maisa Mishicha, where you might have to have it dry in between, or just get the oil, all the oil on, where you might not have to let it dry. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Moshchan Kimin Ki, Vashar Shem Nechal Kohanim. No, like our Mishnah says, you just do it like a key, and the rest you bring to the Kohanim, and they can use the rest of it. Okay, Mishnah. So that was all about mixing the oils in. So now we get into the next stage. Kol Menachas Anasas Bechalitun is Petita. All Menachas require Petita, breaking up into little pieces. Imagine you have a wafer and you break it all up into small pieces, then you got to take some of it and put it into the hand and do Kemitza to it. That is Petita. Okay, and remember what I mentioned at the beginning of this year, that Rashi and Daf Yud Ches seemed to say that even though a lot of the other services were Nama Akev, Lo Bala, Lo Yatzak Vachulu, Petita, the Mishnah says Lo Pasas, Rashi there says Lo Pasas, all of it. But you have to do some Petita in order to make it ready to do Kemitza. Limute Mai, what is this excluding? Amar Papa Limute, Shtei Halecha V'Lechem HaPanim. There is no Petita done to the Shtei Halecha and brought on Shavuos, and the Lechem HaPanim brought every Shabbos. There's no Petita. They just eat the Kohanim, eat the Chalas. Tan Rabbanan, Pasos Osa Pitim. Mincha should be two dots, a couple of dots between the word pitim and mincha. Right, you're missing a couple of words. What does that mean? Break it up into pitim, into pieces. Mincha l'rabos kol menachas l'petita. That includes that extra word mincha includes all menachas for petita. Yachol shani mar be'afshtei alechem alechem upon him. I might think even to include the shtei alechem alechem upon him. Tamalomar osa. No osa it. Right, it meaning an exclusionary word. You exclude the lechem upon him in the shtei lechem. V'yatzakta dot shemen mincha l'rabos kol menachas v'yitzika. This is also to include all menachas v'yitzika. Yochal shani mar be'af minchas ma'afe. I might think to include even the minchas ma'afe, which we just said before, does not get yitzika. Tamalomar alecha shemen. You exclude something from there also. Otzi it's a chalos, lo otzi it's a rakikin. I might think you only exclude one type of mafetanos, the chalos and not the rakikin. Tamalomar, he. Right, it has another exclusionary word. Two exclusionary words to include both types of mafetanos. My tamuda, what do you mean, what's the tamuda? Rashi explains, also including the next line, that my tamuda, ema lahotzi minchas kohanim. Why should I exclude mafetanor, which is really written with the other menachas, maybe I should exclude Minchas Kohanim, which is written in the next Parsha. That's written in Parshat Sav. Why should you exclude Mafet Tanur? So, Amar Rabba, Ezu, Udavar, Shetzorach, Shnei Miyutin, Haviomer, Zu, Minchas Mafet. No, why do you have two exclusionary words here? There's only one type of mincha that has two types. The Mafet Tanur, so that's why it is excluded there. Period. One important ha'ara in the Shaka Vatari that we just read, and that is, we were going to include Lechem Apanim from the word mincha. So this is something also that we've discussed on in the past. How much are the Lechem HaPanims in the category of Mincha? They are somewhat different, right? They are somewhat different. How are they different? They don't have any piece of them that goes to be burned for Kemitza. They have the Bazichei Lavona, the cups of frankincense that hang on the side of the Shulchan. They have to be burned. That's not regular in the set. That's not a regular Kemitza in the same way. And every Shabbos, they're switched. The loaves, put some in, put some out. They're eaten by the Kohanim. So we know. Just logically and looking at them, they're different than other carbonous mincha. But this is a big sugya in this masechta. Our lechem, whatever lechem upon him comes up, you have to ask: Are they in the category, the larger category of minchas or not? So this shaklavataria goes on that list because what's the havamin? The havamin is that it says mincha, so I should include kamash malon. We don't include them; they're excluded. So what is that? What's the havamin? What's the maskana? The havamin is for sure that they're included. Kamash malon what? Kabashbalan, they are minchas, but they're not included in this halacha, or these are very different types of minchas. Don't really compare them automatically whenever you want. So the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss in Simin Nun Aleph and Bashas Truma discusses this as well. Of course, many rayas, that Lechem Apanim are included in the general category of of minchas, right? The Mishnah says that we had earlier, the afternoon test, yesh tunos shemen v'lavona, lechem apanim tunos shemen, lo avona v'ena tunos shemen. They're all discussed within the general categories of minchas, so generally they're just a unique type of mincha. That's how we should understand them, not just a different form of carbon. Just one other ha'ara, whenever lechem apanim comes up, the Achronim point out, and so the Mitzvah HaMelech points this out also, and Rav Asher Weiss, that the Sidur of the Lechem HaPanim is discussed in Truma, not in Tetzaveh, where the Avodah is discussed. Why is it mentioned, why is the Sidur of the Lechem HaPanim mentioned there? Sidur Lechem HaPanim, Agabe HaShulchan, right? Whether it's a Mitzvah B'Feyatzma or just part of the Asiyas HaShulchan, that is the that's the machlokas Rambam and Rabban, but the Torah says v'nasat al shulchan lechem panim lefanai tamid. So why is that in truma? So both of these achronim say, even though it sounds unusual, what's truma about? Truma is about the asiyas hakelim. It's not about the avoda. Maybe in some deeper sense, the shulchan is not a shulchan completely unless it has lechem panim on it. It's not just like the menorah, for example. There's the menorah, and then you put oil in the menorah. The shulchan is not fully defined as the shulchan unless the lechem apanim are on it. That's why it has to be described in Parshas Truma, because Parshas Truma are the asiyas hakelim, and the lechem apanim on the shulchan completes the definition of the shulchan. That is the suggestion of the achronim. It's a beautiful idea, and that is to look here. Rav Asher Weiss quotes it in Siman Nun Aleph in Parshas Truma. Okay, we continue there. We continue. Says the Mishnah, there is halacha l'maisa coming up on this Amud, believe it or not. Minchas Yisrael, the Minchas Yisrael, so now we're getting back to before we do Petito. What do we have to do? Minchas Yisrael, the Minchas Yisrael, kofel echad l'shtayim, b'shtayim l'arba, you fold it over a couple of times. Umavdil, and then you separate it into pieces. You don't just, by Petito, we don't just go, right, mix it all up like smooshing it, right? We just have to fold it first a few times, then we cut it. So we fold it once into two, and then two into four, and then we're mavdilit. Kofel is from the word Rashi, is from the word kefel. Kefel, like we switch the kuf and the kaf, double it up, and then double it up again. Minchas koanim, kofel echel l'shnayim v'shnayim l'arba v'eno mavdil. The minchas koanim, you separate one into two into four, and you are not mavdil. Why not? Because the minchas koanim is going to totally be burned anyway. Like we said, there's no kemitza, according to the Rabbana, by a minchas koanim. So that's why you have to fold it over, but you don't separate it. Minchas koin mashiach. What about the minchas chavitin that's brought every day by the koin gadol? Loi makafla. So that wasn't folded over at all. It's totally burnt. Rabbi Shimon omer, minchas koanim, minchas koin mashiach, ain't b'em petita. Rabbi Shimon says, no, these don't have petita done to it. Meaning, even the Melchas Kohanim don't have petita done to it. Because there's no kemitza done to it. And Reb Shimon says petita is only done when there's a following kemitza, and therefore by the Melchas Kohanim, if there's no kemitza that's going to be done, petita is not going to be done before it either. You just burn it as is. You don't add it on. Okay, stop.
What's he saying different?
Okay. He's arguing about the Melchas Kohanim, whether the Melchas Kohanim have petita done. I'm sorry, kefila, whether it has the folding over done, right? That none of those stages are done, according to Reb Shimon. You don't do petita, you don't do kemitza, you don't do any of those stages. Rashi, though, until you think about it, if you read this Mishnah, like, one second, Reb Shimon's talking here. Reb Shimon says no kemitza. Didn't Reb Shimon say a few days ago that kemitza is always done, even by the Minchas Kohanims? So look at Rashi. Rashi has an added word. Second skinny line in Rashi. Reb Shimon Omer, Minchas Nidava shall koanim. Or Minchas Koin Mashiach. Rashi adds in that word to his gear. Rashi has that girsa. Rashi understands the early Reb Shimon in the Perek, beginning of the Perek, that when he says that Kemitza needs to be done only by the Minchas Chote shall koanim. Not the Minchas Nidava shall koanim. That's an important limitation that he has. But how do you read the two Mishnayos? You gotta do something. Reb Shimon earlier said that you do Kemitza even to Minchas Koanim. And here he says, not. So there's a stira. So you gotta have that. And the other Rishonim and Achronim didn't pick up on it, but that's why Rashi says that. Last three words. Vikulan potetan kizesim. And the petita is always done with a kezias. What does that mean? Rashi has two days. Either you keep folding it over until you get to kezias size, at least kezias size. Rashi says, you need to at least do it kezesim. Or some say the emphasis is, right, that's what Rashi's first day, shetzricha petita mekaflin shayim ladav dal v'ches v'ches l'tazayin ashi petita kezesim. You shouldn't do it bigger than this. or you shouldn't do it smaller than this. Right? The different emphases of what the Mishnah might be saying. Not bigger or not smaller. Okay, Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Pasos, Yachol L'Shnayim, you might think only fold it over into two. Tabal Omer Pitim. No, it also says pitim, so it means into four. Epitim yochol yasan a piru, and you might think you just make it into crumbs. Tamalomar osa, osa lepetitim lo petitim lepetitim. Don't go so crazy. Don't make it to crumbs. Haketzad minchas Yisrael kofel echal l'shtayim v'shtayim la'arba umavdil. Just do it into four. Minchas kohanim, minchas kohanim Mashiach, hayim a kafla. You just folded it for chulu. For anantan lo hayim a kafla. Aye, didn't we learn that the minchas kohanim Mashiach is not folded over at all? Amarava in makafla arba v'makafla shnayim. You do fold it over into two, not into four. Period. Reb Shimon Omer, minchas kohanim and minchas kohanim Mashiach ain't ben petita, nothing. There's no petita. You don't do petita. You don't fold it over. You don't crush it at all. Nothing. Amar Reb Yosef. So those Ketzen Mevarchim learners, the next couple of lines are directly out of Ketzen Mevarchim from Brachas. Hai chavitza de isba pirurin kizayis. The chavitza. What is chavitza? So that is a machlokas there in Brachas. He was quoted also by the Rishonim. But it's a machlokas there between Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is chavitza? Rashi says it means you have bread that was then cooked in a liquid. You have bread that was nisbashel. Pieces of bread that was nisbashel. Might have whatever the case may be. I don't know, croutons. Bread, you want to make, you cut out bread and then you put it in, but you don't fry that earlier, so it stays hard, so it gets moist. So that's Rashi there. Tosfos there says, it means tiny little pieces of bread that are stuck together. They're not cooked. They're stuck together with honey, they're stuck together with some other type of connecting force. So that's chavitza. The isba berukizayis. It's some type of bread that somehow might not have its status of bread anymore. The Pnei Yeshua there points out, according to Rashi, the Chiddush is going to be, even though it's cooked, it might not lose its shame bishul. According to Tosfos, even though it's tiny little pieces, it might not lose its shame lechem. And according to Tosfos, the fact that it's tiny pieces. But that chavitza, if it has at least a sizable piece of a kezayis, mevarchin ale hamotzi lechem in haaretz. You make hamotzi. Iles behu peru in kezayis, if all the pieces are so tiny, mevarchin ale berem name mizonos. You make him mizonos. But according to Rashi, you need to be cooked to lose its surah slachem as well. We'll get to the lemaisa afterwards. Amar Rav Yosef Minan Amin Allah, how do I know this? You need a kezayis to Tanya. Because we learned in a braisa. So when you learn brachas, you're like, wow, out of left field, we're talking about menachas. But now we're learning menachas. This is the locus classicus, as they say, of this braisa. I had to get my Latin in there. Haya omen o makriv menachas b'Yerushalayim. If the Kohen is omen and being makriv a carbon mincha in Yerushalayim. Omer. Baruch shechianu v'kimanu. He says shechianu. What is that talking about? So we'll get back to that. Shechianu. Not on la'achlan. If he then wants to eat his carbon mincha, omer amotzi lechem menaretz. He says amotzi. V'tznan v'kulon petitim v'kezayis. And what do we learn? Every the small piece has to be at least a kezayis. That's why you're able to say amotzi. Because each piece is still a kezayis. If it's smaller than that, it could be that it's not going to be hamotzi anymore. Amri la amri abaya ulatani the verabi shmuel dar mefarchan ashe machzirin lo salson hachanam de lo mavarich hamotzi. What the tani the verabi shmuel says, you do pulverize the minchas. So you're going to say you don't make hamotzi according to him. V'chitei machanam. And if you want to say yes, you don't make hamotzi. V'atanya. But we learned in another brisa likate mi kulan kezayis va'achlo. If you gathered from all the pirurin a kezayis all together and you ate it, im chametz on his karis, if it's Pesach and it's chametz, so then you're going to be chayv karis v'matzu adam yotzi ben yechavas v'pesach. You're going to be yotzi mitzvah matzah. So you see, it's got to be hamotzi. If you say don't ever be shmuel, it's not going to make hamotzi. You can't be yotzi. Can't be Yotzei your Chiyav on Pesach. So Hachamai Eskinon, Bishe Irson. He would say, even after you pulverized it, you then were mechaber it back together somehow. That's what he would say. Yeah, that's the Metzias, the only the way that you would be Yotzei Matzah. Ihachi Haynetuk Tani Allah Behusha Achlan Bechtei Achilas Pras. What? But we learned in a Braisa, as long as you ate them, between 3 and 9 minutes. V'bishirsum, if you put it back to connect it somehow, sha'achlomi ba'ilay, that you ate it. It's one thing now. So, elachamai eskina on a different answer, according to the Tanya d'Rabbi Yishmael, bibat milechem gadol. No, the point is that you could still see that it came from one big loaf. Even though you don't have any pieces anymore that are as big as a kezayis, if you could still tell that it came from one loaf, one piece, So then it still retains its shame, lechem, even if it's smaller than a kezayis. My havi ala, Rav Sheshes Amar, afilu piru ech eba and kezayis, even piru and then a kezayis, you still might make hamotzion, Amar avav, uti'ika, tarisa, denam alayu, as long as it still looks like bread. So all of these are important lashonos, in terms of lamaisa. So, two or three important points before we finish. Number one related to this, brachas issue. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, there's this chavitza, very hard sif in Shulchan Aruch. The chavitza is the sif, kuf samaches, that's ilchas b'tzias apas, os yud. Chavitza, dahainu, peru lechem nidvakim, yachra de marak. He quotes Tosfos as deya. That the, or maybe Rashi, it's marak. Does that mean cooked? Does that mean not cooked? But either way, it's a very complicated Shulchan Aruch. He quotes all the factors about being cooked and looking like bread and being a kezayis. But the Mishnah Berurah has a beautiful summary. Says the Mishnah Berurah, three yesh bazeh. How many seifim in Shulchan Aruch does the Mishnah Berurah give a hakdama to? Achdam lezeh seif hakdama ksara. Yesh bazeh shlosha ofanim. Number one, bread shepeirer lepiru and ubishlo. You have bread that you smushed into crumbs and then you cooked. So then it's totally on kezayis. What? Matzah brai, challah kugel, croutons, all of these issues are connected in this, on this sif. A lot of it has to do with the sif. We're not passing lamaisia, we're just quoting this Mishnah Berurah. So, imapirun gadolam shishim kazayas, if you have big pieces that are kazayas, even if they're cooked, lonis batamem shame pas, it doesn't lose the shame pas, bishul does not remove the Torah lechem, if it has a kazayas piece. You know, I guess let's look at the matzah brai case. You have the matzah brai, still looks like matzah. Looks like matzah, even though it's deep fried, let's say, so that's considered cooking. Looks like matzah, you have pieces that are kezayis size. Boom, gotta make a motzi. Im Abraham kezayis, if there's no kezayis, afilu nirish yishlam Torah lechem. Mevarek marim imzonos, tashim tafsha lehem. If they're smaller, each one is smaller than a kezayis, then you make a mizonos, even if it looks like bread, as long as it was cooked. As long as it's shim tafshil alehen. Right, shim tafshil lehem. The bread croutons are fried. They're deep fried, but it still looks like bread. A lot of it might just be toasted a little bit. So you got to check out. That's why the major discussion: what bracha do you make on the bread? Sometimes people like to have it in their salad. And they say they just want a salad. You have to wash for that salad. They wouldn't want the croutons then. But and then the Mishnah Berurah goes: if you didn't cook it, you just crumbs. You put it mixed up with honey or marak like Tosfos. And then the third day is that you just crumpled up bread. That for sure you may have to make a motzi on. If you didn't do any bishul to it, and it's not connected, it's just crumbs of bread, that for sure is hamotzi. Sure is hamotzi. But either way, that's related to the second thing. The other issue, maybe we'll start with this tomorrow, because there's a lot to talk about, and that is the Shechianu issue. What Shechianu are we talking about here? Who's making a Shechianu? That is a machlokas. Rashi here says, maybe it is the Kohen that never gave a Karban Mincha before. So he's making a Shechianu. Or Rashi says, he's giving the Karban Omer, which is from the new Mincha, the Mincha Chadasha. Maybe both of those. Rashi and Brachas, or Rashi and Saviat here also quotes it. Maybe it's the Bailim that never brought a Mincha before. He's making a Shechianu. Then you get to the question of, what type of Shechianu is this? So this is the question that, all the huge, huge discussion in the Achronim. Do you make a Shechianu the first time you do a mitzvah? Tefillin, talis, woman lighting Shabbos candles, kisi hadam, shchita, all the discussions. Do you make a Shechianu the first time one is zochah to do a mitzvah? Or, right, we do make Shechianus by lulav, right, even though we made a Shechianu already for the yantif, we make a Shechianu for the lulav, so do you make a Shechianu every time you do a new mitzvah that you haven't done, you know, in a year? Right, so that is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Maybe we'll start in the Achronim also. Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. I just need a Yoredeya Simen Achelik Aleph by the Hashem. But just one final point, and then we'll stop. The Rav Tzvi Pesach in the Mikrei Kodesh just points out what's the language here. You could be Yotze your Achiv of Matzah. It says here with your Menachas if you gather it, but you're allowed to be Yotze. The Kohanim you have to eat the Mincha in the Azara. Right? In Yeshiva Bazar Alamachas Mezav Bavad, they have to be standing when they eat it. Where's Haseba? Haseba's Ma'akif. You read this Gemara, you don't think about Hilchos Matzah. But see, Pesach thinks about Hilchos Matzah. Mikrai Kodesh in Simin Lamed Aleph. He asks, Kashi gives three answers. He says, maybe you're eating it in one of those Lishkos Hapanuyos Bachol. That always is the answer. One of those offices that are enough in the Azara to eat the Mincha, but not enough that you're not allowed to stand. Number one. Or maybe it's like in front of your Rebbe. In front of your Rebbe, your putter from a Seba because of Mora. So maybe in the Beis HaMikdash also, you don't have to do a Seba because of because of Mora. That is number two. There was a third answer. Do I remember the third answer? He says, maybe if you did it anyway, without a seva. Avar v'yasha v'achal b'yeshiva shelo kedin. You're still yotze, but even though you violated in yeshiva bazar. Three suggestions about how are you yotze. But probably the second answer is probably the one that hits the mark, that this is like eating in front of your Rebbe. You eat in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and there's a mitzvah mora. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the Shechianu discussions of Kisi Adam and Shechita and Havakas Neris and Tefillin and Taos. Okay, we'll stop here.